wonderful listeners. It's another year to remain health conscious and be intentional about keeping in shape mentally, physically, and spiritually, depending on what your religious background or belief is. I'm glad to be back here and also have you as my audience. Thank you so much for joining in another episode of my podcast. My name is Belinda Arthur. Recap on our last topic. If you are new to this podcast, I encourage you to listen to the other episodes of my podcast. Stick and stay with me as I take you through various health topics. In my last episode, I spoke about supplement intake and whether supplements are good for the human body. I mentioned that a dietary supplement is a manufactured product intended to supplement a person's diet, and then they come in the form of a pill, a capsules, powder, or liquid. I also mentioned that supplements can provide nutrients extracted from food sources to increase the quantity of their consumption. Let me end the recap by saying that supplement, only as the word goes, supplement your food intake. No matter how intentional you are, you won't meet your daily requirements. Hence, I will encourage you to take supplements if the need be. So today, I want us to discuss a topic that I came across online, that is on Twitter, and it actually triggered me, and I thought of sharing the knowledge with my listeners, and also in a form of a way to raise some awareness. Have you ever seen anyone with keloids? What was the first thought that came into mind when you chanced on it? Do you know anything about keloids? I mentioned earlier that I chanced on a post online, that is on Twitter, that influenced this particular discussion today. There's a need to raise awareness of keloids, and I believe that a lot of people out there have heard about it, but have very less information or knowledge about it. I'm about to share a story of a young man called Dera Peters. He's a Nigerian, so he's the one who shared his story on Twitter, and I got a bit triggered. He's battling with keloid, and in sharing his story, he's trying to raise awareness, and we thought it wise to also join hands and raise awareness for keloids. You might be asking, what are keloids? You might have seen it, but you don't actually have much knowledge about it. So what are these keloids? So they are simply raised scars after an injury has been healed. So a keloid is caused by an excess of a protein or collagen in the skin during the healing process of an injury. So keloids are often lumpy or they are ridged, and it also occurs after an injury or a condition has been healed, such as surgical incision or acne. It normally occurs on different parts of the body, like your shoulders. It can occur either on your ears, chest part, your jaws, or even your nape, that is at the back of your neck. Personally, I've seen some few people having these keloids at the back of their necks. Now, you remember that I said earlier that keloids develop after an injury on your skin is healed, right? This means that you are prone to get this scar or keloid on any part of your body. Let's take, for instance, a lady who has a keloid-prone skin. There's a possibility you can develop keloid on your belly after having a cesarean or a C-section or any surgery on that part of your body. Now, according to research, there is a possibility of developing keloids on your belly after you have a navel piercing. Also, when you take men who have darkly pigmented skin and shave their beard area, there's a possibility that they would also develop keloids on their face or on the part of the face that has hair. So in the case of Mr. Dera Peters, he has his keloids right from his left ear down to his jaw and some part of his neck to his chest through to his right ear. And reading a story online, he said that he has had some surgeries to treat this keloid, but the more he treats it, the higher the tendency of reoccurrence, because the more you treat these keloids, the more you cause trauma to that part of the area, and then they form more bigger keloids. However, there are other treatments that one can undergo when they have these keloids. You can undergo the cryotherapy, you can undergo laser treatments, surgeries, or even have specific injections for this particular keloids. But the assurance that all these treatments can work is very low, because keloids will keep coming back. At the end of the day, you keep causing trauma or stress that particular part of the skin. And you remember that when I started this podcast, I mentioned that keloids normally happens at the place or at the spot where injuries are healed, or in the process of healing, they began to rise. So the more you actually treat it or you traumatize that particular part of the skin, the more bigger the keloids comes back. So with Mr. Derapeter's situation, he actually spoke about the fact that he developed keloids in 2019. So when he saw that they were actually getting bigger, he decided to undergo surgery in 2020. However, they kept coming back after a few months' time, after the surgery. You may be curious to find out what causes this keloid aside from this skin injury I spoke about earlier on. Aside from this skin injury, some causes can also include ear piercing, burns, and chicken pox scars, acne scars, cuts, scrapes, or sometimes deep wounds like punctured wounds, tattoo scars, and also wounds caused by surgery, like I mentioned earlier, or any procedure or an injection. Now, some people get a keloid when they shave their beard area. It is also possible for a keloid to appear on an uninjured skin. This keloid is called a spontaneous keloid. So the fact that I mentioned earlier on that keloids normally appear on skin that has been injured, reading or doing my research, I realized that not all keloids actually appear on injured skin. There are some few cases where keloids have appeared or occurred on injured skin or on blemished skin. And these particular keloids are called spontaneous keloids. So with spontaneous keloids, they are quite rare. So there are a few cases that has been seen, and then findings from studies have also suggested that this particular type of keloids may occur when the skin injury is so minor that the person doesn't notice it. A disease causes intense inflammation inside the body. Certain medication that we also take can also cause this spontaneous keloids. Now the question is, does melanin also cause keloids? Now, melanin is a pigment that gives our skin, our hair, and our eyes their natural color. The more melanin you have in your body, or the more melanin the body produces, the darker your skin, the darker your hair, and the darker your eyes. Now, I read about how melanin plays a vital role in the cause of keloids, and I discovered that researchers have been studying what role melanin plays the role in causing keloids, because black people have more melanin in our race than white people. Hence, it's quite rare for a white person to develop keloids. So anytime we injure our skin, the body produces cells that make pigment. This means that there is more melanin in the injured area. Now, keloids are more likely to develop in areas of the body that have more pigment. For example, a keloid is more likely to form on the chest than in the palm. According to research, the chest area has more pigment than the palm. Also, per my research, I realized that some researchers also suggested that melanin might play a role in causing keloids. So from the above that I've explained, in the aspect of having an amount of melanin in your body and why we have melanin in our body as black people, there's a possibility melanin can also cause or might play a role in causing keloids. You might be wondering, are there even treatments for these keloids? I know people who have keloids are kind of desperate. Should I use the word desperate for a lack of a better word? To have treatment, just like I said earlier on, that Mr. Derapeter decided to undergo surgery because he wanted a treatment. I believe that other people with these keloids are eager to know some of these treatments for this keloid. Now, a keloid can feel very uncomfortable. It can itch, but I cannot actually say if it's painful because I've not had such experience. But then, from the studies and from the readings and then from the research that I've done online, studies say that these keloids are quite uncomfortable, they are itchy, and then they actually have an effect on people. So like I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, you can use laser treatment, injections that are often part of the treatment plan for keloids, and keloid surgeries, silicone gel sheets, cryo surgeries, and then radiation treatment are some few treatments that one can actually undergo when they have keloids. However, although there are quite several treatments for keloids, no treatment can consistently get rid of keloids. What works for one patient may not work for another patient. There has not been a treatment that will always prevent keloid from reoccurring after it is treated. Remember I said earlier on that Mr. Derek Peters had his surgery in 2020 after he discovered he was having or developed keloids in 2019. But then a few months after the surgery, it kept coming back. However, irrespective of the fact that there are no treatments, it doesn't also mean that you cannot speak to your dermatologist about it. Probably they might know the way forward around it, how to manage it, and even how to probably undergo certain treatment that will prevent it from growing bigger. So it will be safer for you to actually speak to your dermatologist. The main objective of this topic or today's episode is actually to create awareness about keloids and treat people with these keloids well. We shouldn't make them feel different or unacceptable in the midst of people. We should avoid talking down on them because a lot of them are battling low self-esteem and confidence. We have no idea the trauma that some of them go through. Speaking about trauma, if you are new here, you can always go back to listen to our old episode on PTSD to get informed. So I spoke about PTSD last year when I was actually treating mental health diseases or mental health sicknesses, and I spoke about PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder. I will encourage you to listen to that, and I believe that when you listen to that podcast, you're going to learn one or two. Like I said, this particular episode on this podcast is to raise awareness. Treat people with keloids well. Let them feel accepted. Let them feel loved. Don't let them have this low self-esteem. Because irrespective of they fighting this keloid individually in a very traumatic and depressing way because it feels quite uncomfortable, it will be very dehumanizing for them to come out and be treated very badly. We have no idea the trauma they go through day of their lives. So let's treat people well and let's spread this podcast. Let's create this awareness. Thank you so much for joining in another educative episode. I believe you learned something new, and I also believe that you would help create this awareness. Thank you. My name is Belinda Arthur. Let's meet on another episode, and don't forget to share. Bye.